Hello and welcome back to Your Best Friend, the podcast. I am your host and best friend, Aurora. Today, I am going to be roasting or judging your picky foods, like what foods you will not eat. I think we are gonna just kind of get into it again today. The only update I have is that I went on a little date with Bastion today. So anyone that's listening to this and watches my Instagram stories regularly will be like, wait, you went on a date with Bastion on Wednesday night. Yes, it is currently 9 p.m. Wednesday night. My babysitter is on vacation this week, and so I'm a little bit behind on everything. So I'm so excited for her to come back. My boys are so excited for her to come back. But I went on a little date with Bastion, and it was so much fun. We went to Target, picked out a toy because I had to do a bunch of birthday shopping for Seth. And Bastion has been asking to go places without his brother. And Seth and I have talked about it a lot, and we feel like it's very important that he gets to have that, where he gets to have that, like some time, like some personal individual time with each of us. So I'm really excited about that. Seth and I are going to start implementing that more. And then we went to Menchie's on the way home and got him some frozen yogurt. He is not a big, I mean, I wouldn't say he's not a big treat guy, because he is. He loves like candy and stuff, but we've worked really hard to eat intuitively with him, and like teach him that. And so he is pretty good at, like, he knows his limits. Like he doesn't really eat more than he should, because he knows that he has the option to. So I got him like the smallest amount of frozen yogurt I could. I let him pick out his toppings. He had two bites on the way home, and he kept going, I love this. I love this treat. It's so good. And then he told me he was done, and he gave it to me, and we came home, and I asked him if he wanted any more before bed. He said no, and so I put it in the freezer, and it will probably stay there for a few days until I ask him again if he wants it, and he'll say no, and so Rosen will eat it. Rosen is not quite as good as Bastion about the intuitive eating thing, but that's okay, because that kind of comes with time. Anyway, okay, so that's really the only life update. I just thought I would mention it because it was so cute and so sweet. Also, I came home to a package from, there was this, okay, so do you have those friends where your entire relationship, not your entire relationship, but you send each other very specific TikToks? Like, all of my friends that I send TikTok videos to, they're very specific types, right? So I have some friends that I send all of my witchy things to. I have friends that I, like, I have one friend, Whitney, who is my photographer a lot. And I always send her, we send each other TikToks of like dresses and like beautiful things like that. So a few months ago, she sent me this TikTok of a company that makes manifestation candles, right? So they're these little candles that come in this cute, I want to say like it's a concrete, but it's a really cute little jar. And inside of it is a crystal, right? So you burn the candle, inside of it is a crystal. Each of them is themed for different like things that you could be manifesting, right? And then once you are done with the candle, the pot, or like the jar that it came in, is reusable as a planter for like a small plant. So it's essentially three of my favorite things, right? Candles, plants, and crystals. And so my friend Whitney sent it to me and was like, you know, you need this. Hold on, I'm trying to figure out how to turn on my lamp. Okay, so she sent that to me, and I have been waiting. So when she sent it to me, it was out of stock, because the video went viral, which is how she saw it. So I have been waiting with bated breath for their stuff to come back in stock, right? And I like signed up for their emails and their texts. So I got a text a few weeks ago saying that they restocked, and I ran to the website, and already within just a few minutes, it was completely sold out of all of their candles. But they have a few other things on their website. Specifically, they had some sun catchers. And so I decided to get one because that was one of the only things that they had in stock. And it came today finally. And it's so cute. Seth says that it reminds him of something that he would, like his grandma would have in his house. So I have mixed feelings about that. That's really fun. But anyway, so I just hung it up before I recorded. I'm really excited. It's so pretty. Anyway, that's my life update. Let's get into some of the foods that you guys hate. So I asked on my Instagram stories, what foods do you refuse to eat, right? Like, what foods will you just absolutely not eat? And so I'm going to share them, and I'm going to be honest, I'm going to roast you guys a little bit for them, and I'm going to do it lovingly. Okay. So I want you to know that, if I roast the food that you won't eat, just know that I come from a place of love, and that I love you and I accept you no matter what foods you hate, because there are things that all of us hate. Like, I mean, I know that a few people submitted the thing that I don't eat. The thing is that I always feel like I'm a relatively not picky eater, because I've always felt like I'm not a picky eater. And then recently I've kind of sat with it and been like, okay, maybe there are more foods that I really dislike than I thought. And I think that for me, at least, there are a few foods that I will not eat, but everything else, there's a handful of foods that I really would rather not eat, but I will not, like, if forced to, but like if I went to someone's house for the first time and they made dinner and it had, like, I don't know, now that I'm thinking of it, my mind is completely blank and I can't think of a single food I don't like. But if they had one of those foods in there that I don't like, I would still eat it. And I think that's, again, I'm not trying to shame people for being picky, but I think that's the big thing, is if you are willing to eat those foods when you go to someone's house. I don't know. I've had instances where people have come to my house and I've made something that I feel like is, I don't know, like a crowd pleaser. Like, I've never had anybody not like it. And I feel like it's like a well-liked food because I try to be really conscious of that. And then for them to not eat it at all and be like, I don't want to eat this, kind of hurts my feelings a little bit. And so I feel like, unless, I don't know, like, I feel like you're allowed to have a few foods that you hate, right? But if you are so picky without, like, having sensory issues or anything, you're just so picky that you won't eat anything outside of, I don't know, chicken nuggets or quesadillas, and someone cooks you food and you won't eat it, especially if when you refuse it, you later whisper to someone else that you're with that you want to stop at Wendy's on the way home, that is hurtful. So that is my thought on being picky, is that you totally are allowed to have foods that you don't like. But I think that, like, I don't know, there comes a point that, like, what level of picky are you, I guess. Okay, anyway, so we're going to get into this. First up, we have cottage cheese. Surprisingly, I don't think anyone else said cottage cheese. I think only one person said cottage cheese. I get it. Here's the thing. I like cottage cheese in one way, and that way is plain. I will eat plain cottage cheese just with a spoon, and that shit is so good to me. The last time I think I did that was when I was pregnant, though, so, like, I'm not sure if that is fully, like, accurate of a representation of what I would eat now. But something that I do think is gross is cottage cheese with, like, fruit. Like, you know when you go to a hotel and they have in the Continental breakfast bar or whatever, they have cottage cheese and fruit and people expect you to mix them and eat them together? That's disgusting. That is full stop gross. Okay, this one says peanut butter. It makes me super nauseous and gives me migraines just smelling it. That's so weird. Like, having, like, I really like peanut butter. And I think peanut butter is a very divisive food, I feel like. Okay, we got a few olives. Are we talking black olives or green olives? Because I totally agree, green olives are disgusting. But I think black olives have a time and a place. And one of those places is in white people enchiladas. Just gonna say it. Okay, asparagus. That hurts. I love asparagus. Okay, I have to say, maybe, there are a lot of foods that I really thought I hated, and then I became an adult and like decided to try to cook them myself and realized that most of the food, specifically vegetables, that I thought I hated as a child and like teenager, I hated because they were prepared badly. And so like Brussels sprouts, right? Brussels sprouts have had a comeback, and a lot of people like Brussels sprouts now, but when I was a kid, my parents would make Brussels sprouts and they would just like steam them and they would be mushy and they were disgusting. And my parents are really bad at seasoning. And so they were probably completely plain, no salt or anything on them. So I thought Brussels sprouts were one of the most disgusting foods on the planet. And then as an adult, I learned to roast them in the oven with bacon and balsamic vinegar. And they are so good. I crave that sometimes. So to the person who said asparagus, I just want to say that I support you, but have you had it roasted with balsamic vinegar in the oven? That's all I have to say. Okay, so we have fish. We have a lot of fish, seafood. Can't even eat next to someone who is eating it. Any type of fish, salmon, octopus, or anything from the ocean that's not shrimp. Seafood tastes like the ocean. Disgusting. Fish. This one's canned tuna. Well, yeah, canned tuna's gross. Here's the thing about seafood. I also really hated seafood for a long time until I worked at a seafood restaurant when I was in college, and I really started to like it. I like went in really slowly, right? Like California rolls, because it's not real crab. Because I wanted to like eat sushi with my friends that liked sushi. And then like fried calamari, right? Because that barely counts as fish. And then just like really slowly have decided that I like seafood partially, but I'm not big on seafood. Like seafood's not my favorite thing. I still really don't even like shrimp very much. I'll eat it sometimes, but the only seafood that I consistently like is sushi. I am a big sushi girl, but I used to not be. It's an acquired thing. Okay, this one says milk. Milk is gross, okay? Milk is cow's milk. I am a big oat milk girl. I love oat milk. Regular milk, cow milk, dairy milk is so gross. Like it, ugh, it's gross. I agree with you. Okay, this one says most meat. I have such mixed feelings about meat. Listen, if you don't like meat, then you are fine. But I am wondering, do you not like meat because you are like vegan, or do you just not like the texture of some meats is really gross. I will give you that. Okay. Feta. Thank you. Feta is gross. Does everyone remember that big like trend on TikTok where everyone was making that pasta, right? That had the tomatoes with the feta in it, and then you would cook it in the oven, and then when it came out all toasty and delicious looking, you'd mix it up and then you'd add the hot pasta to it and you'd eat it like that, and it looked so good. But I hate feta cheese. I think it's so gross. I have tried so many times to like feta, and it's not look. I love cheese. I love cheese with a passion. There have been times in my life that I have eaten just like an entire wheel of camembert plain, like no bread, no jam, nothing, just like straight up wheel of camembert. I love cheese, but feta cheese tastes like an armpit and it's gross. So I tried that TikTok pasta trend with mozzarella, but as we all know, mozzarella is a much stretchier cheese than feta. Did not work well, and it was disappointing. Pineapple. Who hurt you? Spam. I've never had spam, so I don't feel like I can make any comment on that one. Okay, this one says unpopular opinion, cilantro, and then mango, cantaloupe, and pineapple. I feel truly bad for anyone who doesn't like cilantro. Like, I feel like the people that don't like cilantro are the weakest link. And I mean that with love, because, again, I'm not trying to make you feel bad about your food choices. Although I am a little bit, I guess. But I love cilantro. I eat it in almost everything. I buy a bundle of cilantro every single week. I have grown it in my garden multiple times. I love cilantro. I think it makes everything taste better. But I do know that, like, genetically, there are those people that, like, cilantro tastes like soap to them, and I feel so sad for those people because cilantro is so good. Like, what do you put in your pico de gallo? Like, what, like, do you hate going to Chipotle and getting their cilantro lime rice? Like, I feel like cilantro is in so many things that people don't realize. Like, how do you survive? Licorice is not very good. Like, Twizzlers are good, but that's not really licorice. Any meat that is not cooked all the way, unless it's sushi. So you like your meat well done? Do you enjoy chewing on a tire? Because that is the texture of well done meat. This one is onion, which was another very popular thing. I love the flavor, but the texture is too much for me. So again, like I mentioned earlier, like about sensory things, I know a lot of people, there are foods that they don't like because of the texture rather than the taste. And I can totally stand by that and support that, because I think texture is something that you can't train your taste buds on, right? Like, there's that whole idea that if you eat something, I want to say it's 21 times, that your taste buds will learn to like it or whatever. Don't quote me on that, because I don't know if that's accurate, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. It's like 21, I think it's 21 times starts a new habit or something, so maybe I'm mixing that up. But anyway, I know that you can train your taste buds to like new foods, but I don't think you can train your body to like textures that you don't like, because that is like a sensory thing. And so I can understand that if you don't like the texture of onions, like I can get that. But I am glad that you said that you like the flavor, because I think a lot of people think they don't like the flavor of onions, but those are also the same people that if you were to blend up an onion and add it to something, they would think it tastes good. Because onions really, when they're cooked, don't have like a, at least in my opinion, as someone who cooks a lot, they don't have like a really strong flavor on their own. They just are so good at complementing the flavors with them. They just kind of enhance it. Like if you put an onion in food and it's cooked down, the food's not going to taste oniony. It just tastes better. So those are my thoughts on onions. This one says, anything spicy, how does it feel to be really white? I love you, but do you think ranch is spicy? Like, again, I love you and I support you. Eat the things that make you happy. Cream or custard? That's kind of a weird take, not gonna lie. Mushrooms, a lot of mushrooms. Mushrooms, I want to love mushrooms, guys. I do. They're just kind of rubbery. I can get on board with you. Pickles. Thank you. Pickles are not very good. My husband likes pickles a lot. We always have pickles in our fridge. I don't like pickles. There was a time period where I tried really hard to like pickles. For some reason, I thought I would be like really cool if I like, for some reason, I thought it would be really cool of me if I liked just like biting into a dill pickle. I don't know why I thought that would be cool in like middle school, but I did. I thought that all the cool girls liked pickles. I don't like pickles. I don't. I'll eat them on like a burger or something, like if they're already there, but I don't like them on, like I don't love them, but I'll eat them. Green bell peppers. I like other bell pepper colors, but green is a non-starter. That's interesting. I think green bell peppers are the lowest tier of bell peppers. Red bell peppers are god tier. I did once have a roommate who said that she wouldn't eat red bell peppers because they were too spicy. So, yeah. This one says eggplant. Why is it always so slimy? Eggplant is one of those foods where most people don't cook it well, and so the texture is just wrong. I have learned a few ways to eat eggplant that's not horrible, but I have so many memories as a child of eating eggplant that was just so slimy and gross. Or like, my mom would make like baba ganoush and like there were these big chunks of not quite cooked all the way eggplant, and she would make eggplant parmesan. But if you make eggplant parm, you have to slice them really thin, right? And then what you want to do is you want to sprinkle salt on them so all the extra moisture comes out, and then pat them dry. But my mom didn't do that. She did really thick slices of eggplant parm, and they were so gross. Ugh. It was like, because if you don't cook them well, then you still get that like weird spongy texture in the middle, and you want that to be cooked out. So eggplant's a really hard food, and I don't disagree. Mayo. Listen, I really hate to be this person. I love mayonnaise. Love mayonnaise. When I was pregnant, I distinctly remember going to Jimmy John's and ordering a sandwich with extra mayonnaise. And I did that frequently because I enjoy mayonnaise. Is it just mayonnaise, or do you, like, will you eat, like, Miracle Whip, or is it just, like, all mayonnaise? Will you eat, like, fry sauce, or, like, what do you use to make your sandwiches not dry if you don't use mayonnaise is my question. Tomatoes. I know that's a pretty popular one. I really like tomatoes. Like, I wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't, like, eat a tomato raw out of the garden, but I think tomatoes are one of those things that really adds flavor to things. I don't know. Goat cheese and beets is from this one person. That hurts me. That strikes deep. I love goat cheese and I love beets. I love both so much. My very favorite salad is, like, if there is a beet salad somewhere, I will order it. Like, I'm drawn to those, especially if it has goat cheese on it. Like, I think that there is a beet salad at Cubby's and it has pistachios and goat cheese on it, and it's so, so good. I literally ate a salad tonight that had goat cheese on it. It was delicious. Okay, this one says mac and cheese. Never will I ever, not even if I was being held at gunpoint. That is so specific. Why? Like, do you like other pastas? Do you like other cheesy pastas? Is it the cheese or is it the pasta or is it just the combination of them? I'm not judging you, but I am confused because mac and cheese is so good. I love mac and cheese. Did your mom just feed you, like, too much Kraft mac and cheese as a kid and it's completely turned you off from it? I will say I don't like baked mac and cheese. Baked mac and cheese is overrated as hell. People need to stop putting mac and cheese in the oven and covering it in breadcrumbs. Okay, this one says red onion. Here's the thing. Red onions are more flavorful than a regular onion, so I will give you that. Still, I just think all types of onions and shallots, like all of them, just make dishes better. Okay, this is another one that says olives, but it says, I found a roly-poly in one once. I will absolutely hand that to you. If you found a bug in a food, you are legally allowed to never step near that food without vomiting ever again. I cannot imagine. It would be like if you bit into an apple and you found a worm. Gross. I would never eat an apple again. Okay, this one says pickles, fish, squash, zucchini. Zucchini. I also don't love squash. Squash is one of those, I'm sure that if it's prepared well, that it will be good. I've tried really hard over the last few years to like butternut squash. I still don't love it though. Like, I can kind of get on board with it sometimes, but not as much as I'd like to. This one says bananas. I say I'm allergic to them. There were a few banana replies. Bananas are a weird texture, so I'll give you that. I don't feel like I'm no longer at a point in my life where I would just eat a plain banana, like, for breakfast. I used to when I was younger, and now that's not something really, really appeals to me. But I'll eat banana bread and, like, things like that. But I also am turned off from putting bananas in things like when I was growing up, my parents are, like, really obsessed with health stuff. Just a smidgen of orthorexia, you know? And my parents would always put bananas and stuff to substitute having to sweeten them. So, and again, like I said, my parents are not very good at cooking. And so we'd have, like, banana pancakes that were always a little too gummy in the middle, you know? Or like banana muffins, which are not the same as banana bread. Banana bread, amazing. Banana muffins, disgusting. I will fight you on that. So yeah, but like banana bread is unmatched. I make the best banana bread in the world. I'm not even kidding. If you're willing to try, and I know the secret that you're not allergic, I will make you a loaf of banana bread. And then if you hate it, I will accept it. But I think that there's a difference between hating the raw food and hating it cooked. Like, it's a completely different food, really. Shredded coconut. This is my one. That's my one food. Coconut is my one food I will not eat. I will not eat coconut. I think it's so gross. the texture is just bad. It gets stuck in your teeth. The flavor is not much to write home about. Like, I'm not going to, like, I'll cook with coconut milk. I don't have anything against that, but coconut itself, gross. And the flavor of coconut's not even very good. Like, I'm not going to order a pina colada or anything like that because they're just not the flavors. There are just so many better flavors out there, but the texture of coconut is absolutely horrendous. Okay, we've got mushrooms again. I like the way that she phrased this. I hate the texture. It's like chewing erasers. That is exactly what it feels like. Another squash. This one says hamburgers. I refuse to eat hamburgers. Interesting. Is it the combination? Again, like, I wish I could sit down with every single one of you during an episode like this and ask you exactly what you mean. Is it the combination of foods that you don't like? Is it the combination of, like, the hamburger with the bun, with the cheese, with the lettuce and tomato and pickles and onion and all that? Or is it the hamburger meat? Like, will you eat meat, like ground beef? Or is it just the combination? I'm not, like, advocating for burgers right here. I'm just curious. Okay, a few more. This is another banana one, but what's interesting is they say bananas. They will eat banana flavored things, but they will not actually eat the actual fruit. That's funny because I think banana flavored things are gross. Like, I think banana flavored things taste nothing like banana. It's kind of like how grape flavored candy literally tastes nothing like grapes. Grapes are so yummy, and grape flavored candy and things taste like absolute ass. Cauliflower. I really hated cauliflower for a really long time. Again, because my parents don't know how to cook anything well. They would just buy, you know, those frozen bags of, like, broccoli and cauliflower, and they would just steam them, no salt, no butter, anything like that, and feed it to us. Then they got really into cauliflower rice, which I think is an abomination. I don't think there's any reason to try to eat cauliflower instead of rice, because rice is delicious and cauliflower has its place, and it's not minced up into tiny pieces pretending that you're eating a grain. Leave the rice out of this. But now that I have experimented with cooking more and, like, learned how to make things taste good, I like cauliflower if it's roasted. So if you, like, cut it up into little pieces and you roast it really well so it gets, like, really crispy, like almost charred on some edges, it's really good, especially if you just pop that right in some good sauce. Like, I love it in a good tikka masala or some teriyaki, or even really if you just season it well enough, I will just eat it straight off the pan. I love making, like, burrito bowls with cauliflower, but that could just be because I eat relatively plant-based now. Okay, this one says, I want to like cumin, but it literally makes me nauseous. That's so interesting to me. Because cumin is in a lot more things than I think people realize. Like, cumin is in so many things, even just in small amounts. Like, if you ever eat anything like taco meat, there's cumin in that. Chili, anything really that's like Mexican food has cumin in it. I'm pretty sure there's cumin in Cajun seasoning too, if I'm remembering right. I don't know. I feel like I use cumin like multiple times a week though. And I don't feel like it has like a super strong flavor. So I guess my curiosity is with things like that, like onion or cumin or like garlic, or no one said garlic, and I'm happy for all of you because garlic is everything. But for all of those things, or in like cilantro, right? Like, how do you tell? Like, do you go out to eat and you're eating something and you're like, oh no, I can tell that there's cumin in this and I hate it? Like, first of all, if that's true, like, I'm impressed by the ability that you have within your palate to pick apart those flavors. Like, your talents are so underused if you are truly able to pick out those flavors. Or is it not? Or is it just like, so Okay. So is it like if there's a little bit in it, can you tell? Or is it just if a dish is made really overwhelmingly with that, right? Like if someone made, I don't know, cumin flavored chicken, I don't know, when you would use just cumin to do something, like, obviously, yeah, that maybe would not be the best flavor profile, but like, can you tell? Like that is some amazing super tasting. If you can tell just by like tasting, like what, if the seasoning that you hate is in it. Yeah, I would be intrigued. Anyway, okay, so I guess I didn't roast you guys as much as I planned to. You're welcome. We really just chatted about the foods that you hate. I will say that I saw someone do this on TikTok. So there's this girl on TikTok. I cannot remember her account name because I don't follow her. She just keeps popping up on my For You page. And I wouldn't even know who she is because she never shows her face in the videos. She just always has like the green screen eyes and mouth like over the foods or whatever. And so she does these videos where she goes like, I'm going to roast you based on the foods that you don't eat or whatever. And so she'll say like, if you don't like onions, then I don't even remember what she says. But it's really funny because she like very gently roasts everybody for the foods that they don't like. But then she's also like, eat whatever you want. And so I've seen a handful of those come up on my For You page in the last few weeks. And I was like, it would kind of be fun to just kind of see what all of my followers hate to eat and talk about it and a little bit make fun of it, but like in the most loving way possible, because I don't really care what you guys are eating, besties, as long as you are eating. So eat whatever makes you happy. And my only thing is just to like, if you are really picky, don't go over to other people's houses for dinner, because it might hurt their feelings if you don't eat the food that they make, coming from someone who loves to cook, and that has happened to me, and it really hurt my feelings, especially because the times that I can think of that happened to me, I tried really hard to pick foods that I knew they liked, but then they still found reasons to not like it. So if you are that level of picky, just please do not accept dinner invitations or invite yourself over for dinner, or just hang out with people not at meal times. And then my other little tidbit for you guys would be, if you hate a vegetable, have you tried it cooked well? Because it'll change your life. If you get a vegetable and you roast it on a pan with some balsamic vinegar, that will solve almost any vegetable, except for maybe cauliflower. I don't think I'd like cauliflower like that. Anyway, little quickie today, you guys, because now it's 9:30 and I need to now edit this and get it up for tomorrow. But make sure that you go and follow on Instagram at Your Best Friends Podcast, so that way you can participate in these episodes where I have you guys send in your like thoughts or whatever, where I have you guys like participate in the episodes. Make sure that you go rate, review, subscribe on the Apple Podcast app. I would love to see some more reviews on there. If you leave your Instagram handle in the review, I will go and like the most recent 50 photos that you've posted or something. Anyway, I love you all. Good night.